Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, oh my God, so healthy, and darn sexy people. Good morning, my beautiful community. Well, let me get rid of that little frog. Hi, boy, do I have some news for you. All right, I'm just going to jump in here. First of all, I hope you are all abiding by the rules. You'll see why that has to do with a lot of things today. Hope you're directing your days every morning. I hope you're remembering to direct that my immune system is strong and I am happy. And I want to make sure everybody knows I'm not singling out anybody in talking about what I'm going to talk about today. It's just several people have kind of joined together without knowing it and brought in this incredibly valuable information that applies to all of us. So if you are one of these people who forgot your appointment, don't think I'm pointing a finger at you. Thank you for helping bring this in. So that's where I want to start. Last week, 5 people in 1 week forgot their private session. As most of you know, I'm booked up to my eyeballs through May. So it was causing me stress, worrying about when they were going to be able to get back in after they forgot their appointment. All right, so, you know, 1 person, 2 person, but when it got to 5 people in 1 week, I went, nah, this is the way the universe tries to get my attention about important stuff. And I thought it was about responsibility, but no, it's about time. Time and how we've misunderstood time and how it works in the creation process. Okay, so I just started with a simple question. Why are so many people forgetting their appointments? And I got that was the highest question. And these are the 4 things that they gave me for all of us to bring into alignment. And I will explain how this applies to everyone. 1, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And this is complete moving forward. I don't think I have enough energy to complete moving forward. So I do little things like lose my money or forget my keys or forget I had an appointment, which is all about moving forward, or I can't seem to write that letter that I have to write for this new job that I'm up for, blah, 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 blah. I don't think I have enough energy to complete moving forward. 2, I don't deserve to be this happy, so I'll resist moving forward. Because when I move forward, and I experience the amazing creator that I am, I'll be disappointed because I don't really deserve to be this happy. 3, it's not possible to get what I want. Well, you know, we talk all the time about opening ourselves up to the ultimate possibility of everything. It's not your job, guys, to try and figure out how you're going to do it. It's your job to know it and direct it and feel into it and feel the joy and the power and the love around manifesting it already. So it's all possible. Everything is possible. There isn't anything impossible to those who believe. Number four, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. I'll leave by not showing up. I'll leave by forgetting. I'll leave by not completing something. I'll leave by not doing things in a timely way. And what the universe wants you to understand, they really tied it in right before the show into the webinar on Wednesday night. What the universe wants you to understand is that you have to let go of these ideas that it's not time yet, or when all the divine timing happens, then it'll happen, because you're putting everything in the future, but really what you're doing is giving yourself an excuse or a reason not to create it now. Again, Wednesday we will go over all this with a fine-tooth comb, because I can tell you from doing all these privates the last 4 months, people don't really understand how to do the creation process. And we're going to go into it in detail. And after I've walked a few people through it, they go, oh my God, that's not what I was doing. Oh, I understand. Okay. So let me just start out by, it's not about the words. Everybody I talk to goes, well, give me the exact words to say. The words aren't as important as the feeling, the intention, the attention, the focus. And if you read the daily emails last week, I pulled all of those things together for you, getting ready for webinar. So the webinar this Wednesday is going to start at 6 instead of 7, guys. I'm trying to listen to my beautiful community on the West Coast. That's a little late for them, so we're going to start an hour earlier. And again, if you cannot pay the full price, please email us and let us know what you can pay. There has to be some form of energy exchange there. As I've explained, that's the way energy works. Give, receive, give, receive, give, receive. It also makes you realize that you have enough to do for yourself in your healing and awakening process, what you want to do. And that's a good thing for you to know. So you're not going to miss Wednesday. You are going to be there, because you guys, when I started this work, it was all about, I want to show people how to create themselves, not I want them to depend on me for the rest of their lives. That's not the teacher empowering the student. The last thing I want to leave you with is, I happened to be watching Nova last night, and it was all on violence. It was so unbelievably educational to me that I saved it. I have to go back and listen to it again. But they were talking about, and this was put together before the pandemic, right? But they're talking about how all these scientists discovered that if you put the pattern of pandemics and the pattern of violence if you laid the two graphs on top of each other, the timelines and the patterns were very, very, very similar. Could almost lay one on top of each other and it would become one, right? And so they went through how mankind had become more, well, taught to respect each other. And at one point in our history, we started introducing manners and respect for other people. But basically, and it was one line in the whole thing, that the scientists, what all that led to was respect for each other, acknowledging each other's sovereignty, if you will. It all came down to love. I'm going, well, there it is again. There's nothing that I can find anywhere in my reading or searching that denies what this channel has given us. And I want to leave you again with a couple of quotes from the book, The Mind and the Brain. Again, blowing my mind as around what the channel has brought in. So this is the end of one experiment. The brain could change. Even if all patients did was use mindfulness to respond to their thoughts differently, applied mindfulness can change neuronal circuitry. What do you think we're doing, guys? In all this work that spans spirituality and religion and brain science, we are using our mind to teach our brain to think and respond differently, which literally changes the brain so that you default to always how you want to think. A key brain structure can change in response to your experience as an adult and can be altered by the demands its owner places on it. Okay? So, what demands are you placing on your brain? To think positively or think negatively? To be in fear or to be in love? Again, the channel says, that is literally your heaven or your hell. You are in charge of your heaven and your hell. Be mindful of what you are choosing to think and feel. Be mindful. And if it's not the life you want, you better redirect that thought. So we're going to balance all of this. I have enough energy to complete moving forward. I deserve to be this happy. It's possible to get what I want. And I'm good enough right now, so I always follow through on everything. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, guys, and so it is. So everybody direct your hearts to open, front and back, merge with your whole brain. Direct your chakras to open, balance, be repaired, spin in the right direction. Direct your hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so you stay in your knowing. We claim we are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Please have your questions ready. I'm going to try and get through as many people as I can today. Susan, we're going to start with you. Hi, baby. You're on.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi, babe.
I have a very simple question. I applied for the Grubhub job. I haven't been working with Eric for a couple of weeks. They said they had some openings, and then I haven't heard from them since. And then all of a sudden, I just got extremely exhausted, had chills and all kinds, and I'm thinking, think because of all the people I was in contact with, or I just kind of wanted to check in with you.
Well,
I
okay.
Susan?
Yeah? Susan?
Mm-hmm.
You work with a pendulum, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, did you ask?
Yeah, and it says, hang on a second, let me get it.
Have you already asked yourself? Did you go into your channel and ask?
Yes.
No, I'm getting a no.
I'm getting a no. So, is it?
So you didn't really ask. If you're going to test with a pendulum or your fingers or muscle testing in any way, you've got to get out of the way. You are not doing it. Your channel is doing it. You're only the telephone.
Okay.
You're just the telephone. So just first of all, you got to start off making sure you're balanced, and you are, because we just did it.
Right.
So that's the highest question. And they want to remind everybody that we all carry these viruses within us. So if you say, do I have it, you're going to get a yes, because everybody has it. Is it active in your system? No. I get a no. What do you get?
I get a no, too. I feel like...
Hold on. Yeah. The idea is active in my brain and my energy. That I get a yes on. And I'm experiencing this with a lot of people, including myself, guys. Again, the mass consciousness is so focused on this that if you are not vigilantly conscious of your mindfulness and your direction, your energy will be directed by the news and the fear of the collective consciousness right now.
Yeah, I've actually been totally staying away from news and all that and just doing...
Yeah, you've gotten the idea, Susan.
Yeah.
And when I say you're directing your immune system, that it's strong and you're happy, I get a no. So are you doing that honestly? Because if you're honestly doing it, something's falling out.
I haven't done it every single day. So
okay, you have to.
I just have
you guys,
I have person.
You guys, don't get out of bed until you do all this. Because once the day hits you, you get going and you're screwed. Love yourself enough right now to keep yourself on track. Now, since I answer a lot of physical questions on this show, I got to say again, I'm not a doctor. Everything I get is through energetic channels. Have I ever known my channel to be wrong? No. Sometimes, not often, they're yelling at me, but every once in a while, I don't get the highest understanding right off the bat until we break it down. The channel's going not very often, Dee. All right. Well, thanks for that. Anyway, Susan, if you have that, this is the power of your mind. And the power of your mind is so powerful, it can pick up wafts of belief systems float in window and float out the other right now.
Here's what I was getting when I was using my pendulum was that all the tiredness was because I worked so hard during those weeks and I just needed rest.
No. Your tiredness, Susan, it's the same thing that it goes across your entire life. It's the I want to be free. I'm afraid to be free. Just like the money, you know, I want a job where I make a lot of money. Oh, well, I won't be able to stay on the government assistance that is helping me if I make a lot of money. And it's indicative of if I get all my freedom, what the hell am I going to do with my freedom? I'm afraid I won't be able to create and take care of myself with all my freedom. So I'll get tired, so it'll give me a reason to worry about taking this job again. That's basically the cycle that you keep. So the core of everything, guys, is I'm safe and secure to create me. I know when I create me as powerfully as I can be, that my life is going to be and show up exactly like I want it to be consistently. So that's what we're all claiming. I got to move on, Susan, but that's they gave it to you pretty much in a nutshell, baby. There, you're welcome. See, again, look back at what we talked about at the beginning of the show around time. Oh, maybe it's not time for me to create this new job. But the time is all about you being enough and knowing that you're enough. You make your own time then. Emily in California, I'm taking everybody in the order as to when they called in. Let me see. All right, you should be on, Em.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
This is mind-blowing. Already in the beginning, most of my questions are already answered, but I have three quick things. One, I want to follow up. I had asked a question about a refund that I hadn't gotten, and it was like hung up somehow. Well, I just want to say within 2 days of talking to you on the show, it was completely resolved.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Good creating, Emily.
Yeah.
I want you to take responsibility for it, because if you didn't do it, it wouldn't have happened. See,
yeah,
I can give you guys the information, but you've got to get on it and shift your energy. Good for you. What else?
Yes. The second thing, I wasn't able to be on live last week, but when I heard the replay of the show, the last caller was asking about cream for her eczema, and hydrocortisone cream is something that could help. Well, that was something you and I came to in my private, because I've had a rash that was doing really well and had flared up. And you responded back, hydrocortisone cream could help. Well, I went to the market to get it, or to the pharmacy, and as I was looking at the shelf, there was all the hydrocortisone creams, and then there was a homeopathic version just to the right of those, and that lit up for me. So I bought that. It has made a dramatic difference, and I know
awesome.
The caller from last week was looking for alternatives. So I will
What's
email
the name
you.
Of it?
It's called Fluorosone, Fluorosone.
Great. Okay. Now, again, I'm not responsible for medical dispensation of information. We're sharing things here. If your energy goes, oh my God, I just like you, Emily, I gave you the information. You went and looked, and then you listened to your own voice of, oh, go there. You see, that's how I got chills all over me. So that's awesome.
And it's even cooler, Dee, because so I was like, oh, my God, I followed the breadcrumbs. And what you gave me led me exactly to where I needed to be to see that. And the even funnier part is that 1 week earlier, I had gone into that same pharmacy. It's like a, you know, more of a holistic pharmacy. And I asked them, do you have a homeopathic cream that I could use for my rash? And the lady looked at me and she goes, does it itch? And I said, no, it doesn't itch. And she goes, oh, okay. And so then she pointed me to the makeup section where they had some moisturizers. But the what it says on the box for this homeopathic cream is it's for itching and for eczema-like rashes. So I think I was so close, you know, the first time, but I needed that breadcrumb from you to actually get myself to the right shelf.
You're right on, Emily. You're right on. And like I said, that's the way the universe talks to you. The universe is talking to you 24/7, guys, and it's so exciting. It's like when the fifth person last week didn't call in, I hit my forehead and I said, well, I should have had a V8. I finally got it. I'm supposed to look at why people are forgetting, right? Now, I want to tell everybody, this is a great example of this timing and how it comes back to bite you in the butt. I have a friend. They are in dire need of the stimulus money. They haven't filed their income taxes for 3 years. They ain't going to get their stimulus money because they didn't take care of their responsibility in a timely way. And so now, and you all have heard, for every action, there is a reaction. And that's how the universe can't show up for you if we don't know that we're enough and we deserve it. Got it?
Absolutely.
The perfect example. Oh, Emily, thank you so much.
Do you have one quick question?
Yeah.
Which is, this is following right up on what you said, I have been questioning, like, what is going on with this situation? Because I tend to have in the past, you know, sometimes been slow to take action. Well, this time, as soon as this all happened at my restaurant job, our HR person said, you know, you guys, you can still file an unemployment claim because your hours are being reduced. She goes, I would just do it right away. And so I got on it right away. Me and another friend, we sat, we took a whole day. We did that whole form online, you know, as soon as the shelter in place went in. And ironically, when I got my forms back, because of the way the quarters were, the income that they look back to base my claim off of included, anyway, if I had waited 2 weeks till the end of the quarter, till that April 1st and filed it, I would be getting 25% more. So I've been going around in my head of, oh my God, but I was so on the ball. Why does it feel like I'm getting
beamed
somehow?
Because, Emily, you don't need any more.
That is the question I had. I've been going round and round. Do I cancel this and refile, or do I just keep the one that I have because it's plenty?
I don't know. Go into your heart. What feels better?
Keep the one I have.
Yep. You know what? Because then there'll be some for other people that really desperately need it.
Absolutely.
And that is, guys, one of the big lessons we're all learning here. Look how much people are giving to other people. So I want you to stop and acknowledge yourself that this is your way of giving now. And thank you for what you've received. Right?
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Good question.
That's
thank
beautiful.
You, darling.
Love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Well, that was worth here. So much for my, we're going to run through these calls. Maria, you're on, baby.
Oh, thank you so much. I thought I was late calling in. I am concerned about some pain I keep having in the pelvic area. I originally thought it was about fibroids, and I was working on doing essential oils and dietary support to deal with it, but it turned into some bladder issue too the other day, but I'm just constantly having pain now.
Okay, well, wow, they're taking me back to everything that went on with me when I was trying to get pregnant. Mm. Have you been trying to get pregnant?
No.
Or trying not to get pregnant?
None of the above.
Then it's about the creation process itself. Because I don't know how many of you guys know my whole story about what the journey I went through, where I learned a lot of the information, by the way, that I bring out to you. But when I was trying to get pregnant, all these doctors told me I couldn't. Ultimately, I had to go to Australia to do a movie to see a doctor who found out I had one of the largest fibroids in history because I had no symptoms at all. And when I got back to work with an acupuncturist, he said that fibroids represent babies, or in the terms of what we're talking about, creations that you cannot conceive. So, like in China, when they said you can, everybody can only have one baby, the fibroids tripled in China because energetically everybody made their own fibroids so that they could have some kind of control, they put that in quotes, over having a baby. So it has to do, Maria, spiritually, the pain has to do with you giving permission to direct your masculine to be in balance, direct your feminine to be in balance, and then direct your masculine and feminine to work together in balance to create for you what you want. So invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of that. That's the key energetic. Now, as we know, guys, if we don't address what's going on in our energy that needs to be addressed, it will show up usually in your body, because then you'll go, oh, well, okay, now I have to pay attention to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the channel is saying that they would go see a gynecologist to check out and see if there's and ask them to check you for fibroids, because you sound like you've got, you know, the pain and the symptoms. Again, not a doctor, but energetically they want you to keep directing that, what they just gave you, because mm-hmm. energetically that's at the core of, and it's not just your physical body, honey, it's your creation and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to move into force instead of power, and we'll talk a lot about that on Wednesday night, because that ain't how you create, guys. All right, there, that's your information, baby. Go play around with that consciously and consistently this week, and mm-hmm. And then tell your pelvic pain, thank you, I got it, you can go away now, I'm addressing it, and I'm going to go see a doctor just to be sure. Okay?
I did, and I already got diagnosed with that, and I was trying to dietary support with that, but I have digestive issues, so I can't eat a lot of different things or too much things, or when I was trying to do
Maria, what they gave you addresses all of that.
Okay.
So I want you to address the energetic thing. You always want to go to the physical thing, honey. Go to the energetic mm-hmm. thing and work with that.
Okay.
And allow your body to follow that direction. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank
baby.
You.
Thank you. You bet. Yeah, guys, again, can't get her off. This switchboard today is... if you are not doing the energetic work, even if the physical subsides, it has more of a possibility to reoccur if you do not clean up your energy. Karen in Toronto, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Wow.
Hi, babe.
Wow. Hi, beautiful. That totally switched my question, because you just said it. About 20 years ago, I was full of fibroids and had bled out. And I'm very lucky to be alive and here.
All right, Maria, hold on. Maria, don't go into fear about what she just said.
No.
Don't go into fear about what she's just bringing that information forward so you will take action. All right, Karen, go ahead.
Exactly, because I didn't realize what it was. But what I just realized in this moment from her beautiful bringing this in was, yes, I ended up having a complete hysterectomy and all of that happened. So I was fantastic in creating all those wonderful fibroids that filled me up, but they took the problem, but they didn't take, I didn't understand about the energetic side of it. So
yeah.
Although physically I haven't those issues, energetically it makes sense that whatever it was that caused me to create that in my physical body was still hanging out in my, or maybe still is hanging out in my energetic body.
Okay, so they're showing me a wrist. What's going on with your wrist, one of your wrists?
I don't know.
Okay. Hold on. Everybody balanced? Anybody switched? We're asking the highest answer. Okay. So you understood what I told Maria was the energetic core?
Yeah.
The masculine, feminine? Yeah. Please do that, because if you don't get that imbalance, wow, this is a big past life. This is a private, Karen. But anyway, there's a past, big past life thing. And they keep showing me like your pointer finger up and your, or somebody's wrist pulled backward, and then they snap it forward like they're, it's your fault, right? It's your fault. That's what they're showing me. So your creation is up to you. And that creation happens a lot faster and easier. If the the masculine and feminine have to be in balance within themselves and with each other for a clear creation to happen. They want you to do that, because otherwise you might be creating some wrist problems.
Wow. Okay? And being an artist, that would not be good for me.
Yeah, okay. And so how do you serve people and take care of them and nurture them? Through your hands.
Right.
Okay. So you also want to balance that with the power of your masculine side. And then you heal even more. You, them,
wow.
Everybody. Okay. I'd forgotten,
yeah,
you're a nurse, so that makes perfect sense.
No, I'm an artist.
Artist. Same thing. Same thing,
you know,
because you heal through your art.
Yeah.
Where's the nurse?
Yes.
There's a nurse somewhere.
My grandmother. I come from a lineage of nurses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're all coming through.
Whoa,
with this message for you right now.
Wow.
And it's the same message Maria got. So everybody better do it. Let me walk you through it again. I am the God of me, and I am directing that my masculine energy be in total, perfect, harmonious balance. My feminine energy is in perfect, total, harmonious balance, and they come together as one in powerful, harmonious, perfect balance in the creation of me and my life, and so it is. Okay, well, aren't we powerful today? Thank you, Karen.
Thank you,
baby.
God bless you.
You
love
too,
you. Bye.
Sweetheart. I love you, too. If I could just get, boy, this switchboard. Kim in Phoenix, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, baby cake.
The last one, wow, this show off the charts. I had
No, go.
But now I'm going to ask a question now. In the beginning, you said, you know, let go and let God. Okay, fine. So
in the beginning
religion,
of this show? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
When are you? I never said that in this show.
Well, no. Like in creation.
Okay, but I want to be clear with everybody that you are God. Let go.
Okay.
Get yourself
out
of the way and let the God of you create what you want.
Yeah, you're exactly right in this show. However, in religion, we have, you know, it's always been taught let go and let God, like we are not the creators of ourselves. So that's what religion has been teaching us.
That's true. And it's simply a shift in our perspective and our knowing. Because the statement is true.
Yes.
Let go of all your limiting beliefs
mm-hmm.
and let the God of you create yourself in power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what those two lines that I read from The Mind and the Brain, that's what they're saying. With a simple change of perspective that you tell your brain to focus on, you change your brain so that the God of you can empower you even more in your own creation.
Mm-hmm.
So again, religion. Go ahead.
No, you finish.
Everybody's saying the same thing, Kim. We've just been told that the meaning is vastly different.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, you're right on.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And I want to thank you for the tough love in that email about debt consolidation.
Uh-huh.
I got, now scared the shit, and I talked to a friend who's gone through it, and she gave me a name of a company. And then one of my other friends, she goes, you be careful because they've gone through it. And she gave me, you know, if you want to ask all these questions.
I got the same information. You want to do your due diligence and ask every question so that you know what the final picture is going to look like.
Yeah. But now, same said friend who was, you know, giving me the questions, she goes, how much equity do you have in your house? And we were talking about it. She goes, Kim, you could actually take an equity loan out on your house. And we were talking through that. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but
that...
Kim,
hmm?
Do not do that until you get everything within you in balance around spending more than you have. Because
exactly.
If you do that, And all that money comes in, and you go, wow, I've got all this money, and then you keep the pattern going that you've been on, you're going to be out of money again. That's why a very, very small percentage of every lottery winner has any money 5 years after.
Yeah,
because they keep living the same pattern no matter how much money they have. So if you get yourself into alignment with all that and break that pattern, then it's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay? There you go.
All right. Thank
all right.
You.
You bet, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to Melinda in Massachusetts. You're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby cakes. What's up?
Well, okay, so I have the wrist issue. Question is, I am a very active person. I love to do things, and my body I keep breaking bones or getting injuries or soreness. And
okay, stop
I
right
wonder
there.
That must tie in. Okay.
Stop right there. No, it doesn't. I mean, yes, everybody needs to be in balance of masculine and feminine energy. Everybody. And if we hadn't balanced it already, that's where they would have started. But they want you to know that we've already balanced it. So they're going on to the second core thing for you. And we're going to a core belief. This page here. Okay. You don't have time for me. Well, there's the time thing again. And it was literally on what I read this morning. You don't have time for me. So I'm leaving you. Okay. Your issues of getting hurt and your bones and everything is just your safety valve for not getting too powerful. That's the highest thing. We're balanced. Anybody switched? No. So, again, it's I will go forward. I am going forward. I am going to be powerful. And then that subconscious, whether it's from your little girl or religion or training or society or your parents, your little girl says, oh, no. Actually, they want to give you the time. Was there a time when you were little that I don't know why they're showing me hopscotch? So it's a little girl playing outside definitely playing hopscotch. Is there any connection to you getting hurt around that?
Around 7 years old. I don't remember.
It was around 7 years old, and your mom is the key in. Basically, the message... Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Basically, the message is, be careful, be careful, be careful. If you're doing what you love and you're having fun, you're going to fall.
Yeah.
Now, think of fall metaphorically. So it can be a fall, but it can also be a fall from grace. And the fall from grace is you falling from the God of you that absolutely claims the right to create everything she wants and be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest thing that I'm getting, Melinda. But it sounds like you don't agree. It sounds like you're not resonating with this.
I just don't understand it perfectly, but I'm going to re-listen to this and
what it means
meditate on.
Is if you are happy and joyous and getting everything in your life, you think that you have to pay for it in some way.
Right.
And you don't. So now I'm going to your dad. Did he exhibit that for you? Did he model that for you?
Yes.
Okay. Reprogram that belief. I can have everything I want and life goes smoothly and consistently, joyfully happy and healthy for me.
Yep.
So it
is. This is exactly what came up in our private.
Well, see, I don't remember when I'm in the channel, so at least we're consistent. So that tells me you got some work to do here, woman. I'd get on it. Don't have to hear it a third time.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You bet. You bet. Sandy, hold on. In North Carolina, you're on?
Hi, Dee. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome.
Let's see. I mean, the timing thing just was right on because my energy has been very low. But the first thing you said is I don't think I have enough energy to complete
moving forward.
Yeah.
Yep. You can put the words in, I don't have enough energy to be born into what I want. It's the same thing. So what's your question?
Basically, I mean, it's because of the numbness and imbalance that I've been experiencing in my feet and my hands.
Uh-huh.
And those are the two areas that, and my voice, everybody thinks I'm a man. Those are the only things that I can't seem to eradicate.
Okay, we're not eradicating anything.
Mm-hmm.
We are redirecting into a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that, guys, if you don't get that, you don't get creation. So,
well, I'll be on the webinar.
Well, that's a good thing, but I'm giving you one of the big parts of it right now.
Uh-huh.
Is you cannot focus on getting rid of anything. You cannot focus on what you do not want. You guys know that by now. But we keep, and I'm saying we,
mm-hmm.
keep falling back into those old patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be conscious enough not to do that. What do you want? You want free-flowing energy throughout your whole body. Okay, well, they want you to do the breathing exercise. Have you been doing the breathing exercise? I get a no. Have you?
Oh, no, I have.
Okay, well, then there's something falling out. Okay. And this is it. So, Sandy, You're doing the breathing exercise to get rid of the pain and everything.
Cool.
Wrong intention. You want to do the breathing exercise to experience the health and wellness and balance and energy flow that you already are.
Okay.
So, you see, guys, you can't do something from the place of force. I'm going to frickin' make my body feel better by doing this exercise. Well, it ain't ever going to work for you. Hold on. We've got to go to the body book, dear God, really quickly. Am I going to hands? That's the highest word. Hold on a minute. This book is huge. I don't like it when they tell me to do this on the show because I feel like I don't have enough time, but I'm just giving over because I just do what I'm told. Hands. Where are you? Okay. Here. Yeah. Okay. Self-distrust.
Oh, okay.
They have a real fear of their ability to create themselves.
Okay.
So that's like you walking into a room with the universe and going, all right, I want you to create with me energy flow. I want you to create with me my body feeling great. I want you to create for me lots of energy. By the way, I don't trust myself to do any of this. But I'm here asking you, the universe, will you do it with me? But I don't trust me to do it. You see, that's how we abandon ourselves. And then the God of us and the God of everything can't come forward to work with us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get on it, woman.
Yep. Yeah, because the other thing was number two, I don't think I deserve to be happy because every time I start to feel happy and excited, there's something wrong. But I know where that started, so.
That doesn't even matter. Just turn belief around. Turn the belief around, Sandy. Quit looking at what you don't want and only look at what you do.
Okay, thank you again.
You bet.
Okay.
Lena, you're going to have to make it really fast, but I want to take your call here. Go ahead, make it really fast, baby. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I want to say thank you for today's show.
You're welcome.
I've realized I've got some work to do and some intentions to do and all. And I don't think I have a question today.
Okay. That's good.
I do kind of have a question. So I do want to be on the webinar. As of right now, though, I'm kind of limited
You hear me announce it every week. If you need a discount, you write me at imdwallace. Write Lauren at. Or info at imdwallace.com. If you want to be on this webinar, you will be on this webinar. And I expect you to exchange something for that. We just signed somebody up. She said, Dee, honestly, all I can afford this time is $3. Some people are doing it for $25. You are on your energetic honor. That if you can afford the full 50, you will come forward to pay for that. But, you know, you all have to reach out. And I know you have, Lena. You all have to reach out and ask for what you want. Otherwise, the universe doesn't answer. Okay, guys? Wow.
Yeah.
All right, baby. So, I know you have. Lauren won't get back to anybody until Monday. She's off on the weekends.
Sweet. Well, thank you for being you, and I just want to send my love to you.
I'm working on it right back.
Thank you. And I will see you on the webinar.
Okay. That's a deal. Oh, my gosh, guys. Let's just balance everything that came up on this show. I'm kind of swimming in astonishment about this show. But oftentimes before powerful webinars, you know, the shows are just off the hook. So let's all come together about everything that was brought forward on the show today. We claim the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. We invoke the violet flame in the golden light, and we claim we are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Say it with me, guys. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.